From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned attacks on the two largest hospitals in rebel-held areas of the Syrian city of Aleppo.
Let us be clear. Those using ever more destructive weapons know exactly what they are doing. They know they are committing war crimes.
The Syrian government, with the help of Russia, is mounting an offensive to retake the rebel-controlled sector of the city. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke by telephone with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, telling him that the U.S. is making preparations to suspend bilateral engagement with Russia concerning Syria. He said the engagement would end unless Russia takes immediate steps to end the assault on Aleppo and restore the agreed-upon cessation of hostilities. Investigators say a Malaysian passenger plane that crashed over Ukraine in 2014 was shot down by a surface-to-air missile that was transported into that country from Russia. Henry Ridgewell has more.
The conclusions of the multinational joint investigation team were clear. Flight MH17 was shot down by a surface-to-air missile fired from territory controlled by Russian-backed rebels. The precise launch site has been narrowed down to a specific field outside the village of Pervomaisky. Russia has consistently denied any involvement. The investigation has identified over 100 people who were linked to the transport of the missile or the crash itself, but prosecutors have not identified who might be criminally responsible. Henry Ridgewell, London.
The U.S. Senate has passed a bill to keep the U.S. government operating for another few months. Senators approved a continuing resolution Wednesday by a sweeping 72-26 vote. This is VOA News. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter announced Wednesday that the U.S. and Iraq have agreed on a plan to send about 600 American troops to Iraq to help retake Mosul from the Islamic State group. Speaking in New Mexico, Carter told reporters that the additional U.S. military personnel will train, advise, and assist Iraqi security forces and the Kurdish Peshmerga. Carter said the Iraqis plan to push into the city of Mosul in the coming weeks. The U.S. Congress has voted to override President Barack Obama's veto of a bill that would allow lawsuits against Saudi Arabia for the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. Wednesday's votes in both houses of Congress were overwhelming. It's the first time an Obama veto has been overturned. Proponents of the bill allege that Saudi Arabia gave backing to the 9/11 attackers, something the Saudis deny. U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump campaigned Wednesday in key states. Clinton had an appearance in New Hampshire with her one-time rival, Bernie Sanders. She proposed reforms to the student loan program.
We are going to end the federal government making money off of lending money to students to get your education. And we think if the federal government's going to be involved, it ought to be a sort of revolving fund, paying out without making money off of it, and then as it's paid back at low interest rates, paying out again, keeping the virtuous cycle going.
Meanwhile, the Politico Morning Consult poll, which had Trump ahead by 1 point before Monday's contentious debate, said its post-debate polling now shows Clinton with a 3-point edge. Trump campaigned in the Midwest, meanwhile, telling a group of supporters he identifies with a successful campaign in Britain for an exit from the European Union.
And now they're calling me Mr. Brexit. Because in a way, we're very similar to what happened over there. We want our independence back. We want our freedom back. We don't want to take people into our country that we don't want. We don't want to take people into our country that possibly have very bad intentions.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says a joint military exercise scheduled to begin next week with the United States will be the last between the two countries.
I would serve notice to you now that this will be the last military exercise. Jointly, Philippines, U.S., the last one.
Mr. Duterte said the Philippines will honor its existing security treaties, but will not take part in any South China Sea patrols with the United States. He says he wants to avoid getting dragged into any conflict between the U.S. and China. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.